Ace Podcast.
Weird.
Is it because I'm sick or is that dragging?
It must be because you're sick.
Oh my gosh.
It sounds great to
me. This is the psychedelic episode, episode 141.
141.
Yeah, let me explain. Here, I'm Craig.
And I'm Aaron.
And you're listening to Weird. But here's the thing. I've got one ear completely blown out right now.
At least it's the same size as the other.
Yeah, it's not like yours where it grew out.
It grew like 17
out of
times.
Proportions to the rest of my body.
Right.
No, inner ear. Like, I've been sick all week.
And I have
actually
too.
Sound.
I still am.
My voice sounds reasonable.
We're sick heads.
We are.
But don't worry, listener, because we're wearing surgical masks. So
no,
the germs,
we're not.
The germs won't come through.
But here's the thing. So that music sounded like a record playing, and you're putting your finger on it, slowing it down.
How's this one sound?
That's a little draggy.
No,
my brain is processing things.
Your brain's draggy.
Woo! So I don't know what's going on, but as you were making fun of me earlier, I was trying to talk.
Yes.
And words are coming like this.
Yes, I can't wait for this episode. This is going to be fantastic.
I've lost my hearing in one ear. My head is... I'm sick still.
Yeah.
I can't explain what it is. It's like a cold, sort of.
Yeah. But mine's a cold.
But mine's not... I have no congestion to speak of, but I have feverish-ish stuff. No chills or anything like flu.
And, of course, we're in Studio One, where we're like 6 inches from each other.
I just felt like we should talk about on the front end about how I am at the moment, and that may explain what's to come.
Okay.
Over the next episode.
I'm glad you cleared that up, because people are going to want to know.
People do want to know a lot of this kind of stuff.
Yeah. You know, and we don't have any reviews to share this week.
Well,
but
that's
we
not
do.
Surprising.
We do have some tweets. We have
some tweets from our good friends down under.
I think this is from Misguided Consultations. Adam. I think Adam runs there.
We're guessing it's Adam.
Yeah. And he sent us two tweets.
Because Adam sends us voicemails.
Yeah. Adam's the best. Adam is a big part of Ace Podcast Network.
Yeah.
I don't know if you knew that or not.
He's from down under.
Yeah. But he sent us two tweets that go with two separate stories that we've covered recently.
Because we were talking about Vegemite.
Yeah.
The just disgusting smelling stuff that comes in a jar.
Yeah.
That I've never tasted.
Do they put it on their Bloomin' Onions? Do you know?
They don't know what a Bloomin' Onion is.
We'll have to ask Adam. Adam, y'all put those on your Bloomin' Onions?
He doesn't know what a Bloomin' Onion is.
Of course he does.
He said he didn't.
But that's from Australia. It's at the Outback.
No. Okay. And El Chico's real Mexican.
Yes, it is.
It must be.
I thought it was El Cheapo.
El Cheapo. Anyway, what did he say?
He said Vegemite is incredible, exclamation point.
Incredibly weird. It's yeast in a jar.
Adam says, I would lose my mind over Vegemite ice cream. And we requested that they send us some so we can try. And he said, just tell him where to send it. So
here's the thing. Okay, Aaron and I were having this conversation, Adam. Is it expensive?
In the band meeting before the show.
Band meeting, present.
Present.
Present. We were wondering, is it expensive to send it a little jar from Australia? I said it's not as expensive as he's making it out to be.
It's halfway around the world, man.
But you put it on like a whale or something. He carries it through the ocean and then they deliver it.
Well, I'll send you my address.
They put it in a kangaroo. And kangaroo then hops it over here.
Put it in a pouch.
Here's the thing. We'd love to try it. Well, we're...
No, I'd love to be able to say that I've had Vegemite.
Yeah, but...
What do we have?
We might even make a Vegemite sandwich.
What do we have that they don't have that we could trade
in? Have you seen the videos where the Australians are trying American foods and they're really... candies
I forgot
and stuff?
About that. Yeah. All right.
Okay,
Adam.
No, Adam, you need to let us know what you heard about that we've got over here. A candy bar.
Yes.
A candy bar. Something like that, mate. A candy bar.
Gator bites. Oh, they got gator bites, I'm sure.
No, something that we can...
Oh, I know what he needs. A knife.
A knife. That's not a knife. No, he needs to tell us something that's a food, like a candy or a food, something that we have that they don't have.
Yes. Yeah. And we'll send it on over. A goo-goo. I bet they don't have goo-goo clusters.
But I think there's a lot of stuff. He needs to look on the... He might have a lifelong ambition to try something that's from America.
I don't think I've had a lifelong ambition to try Vegemite, but since the 80s.
When, I didn't say we did. I said he might.
When the Men at Work came out with their big hit.
Now there's the. There's an article adjective at the beginning of their band name.
I said, I want to try a Vegemite sandwich.
I've actually stuck my nose up to a jar of it, and it was
Yeah, but that's
not
tried
pleasant.
It.
It looked like a Petri dish.
Are you sure it was fresh? Chances are.
I think.
Adam loves it. And he's, you know, he knows what's going on.
Oh, I trust you, Adam, but I don't want you spending, you know, a lot of money, a lot of dough to send it over.
I tell you what, Adam, you tell us what you want from the States.
What you really, really want.
And we'll swap you something. Something, anything. Well, I mean.
Here's the problem.
Within reason.
Here's the problem.
Yeah.
If he's right.
Yeah.
And this stuff is off,
oh,
off the
we're,
hook.
We're in trouble.
We're going to be asking him every day. Hey, hey, mate, how about you send me some more of that Vegemite?
Hey, Adam. You know what we're out of? That's right.
That's right. Hey, Adam, this is Craig again.
It's not a sandwich.
It's going to go like this. Beep. Hey, Adam, this is Craig. Hey, mate, sorry to bug you again. I'm not really sure you got my last message. We're sort of out of Vegemite, and we was wondering if maybe you could maybe, you know, send some over. Just give us a call, mate.
Overnight it, if you don't mind.
Beep. Hey, Adam, this is Craig one more time. I wasn't really sure if I left the message or not.
It would be like that.
Hey, could you maybe send me some at Vegemite?
But then he left us another tweet. You know, we had the story about the intelligent professor who said that Noah used cell phone to contact his son.
He does make a good
while
point.
Building the ark.
He does make
yes.
a good. He makes a valid.
You read this one.
He said, "This is Adam said this."
Yes, it's from Adam. Yes,
front diva just walked by.
She did and waved.
Wow, the princess of the studios.
Princess, you know, she has her roots run deep in Lee Berry Studios.
Yeah,
great grandfather started this place.
Yeah, I hear she dyes her hair though. Hey, so anyway, so those roots, I'm not real sure about.
Whatever.
So Adam. Said in respect to the story about, you know, Noah having a cell phone.
Right.
Noah using a cell phone can't be that hard to believe because.
Why?
Because Moses had a couple of tablets.
That's so good.
That's so good.
He should be. He, you know what? He should move to Middle Tennessee. Northern Tennessee. Because we're not really in Middle Tennessee.
We're Middle Tennessee.
Nashville's
we're middle
Tennessee.
Left to right. East to west.
Something
we're
like
middle.
That. Okay.
How about yeah. cough now?
Nice. Good wow. one, Adam. That is a good one. And I've got a shout-out. I got a special shout-out to Tracy. You know who Tracy is?
No.
Tracy's a friend of Don't Wake the Kids. Randall turned her on to our show, and she subscribed.
Wow.
So hello, Tracy.
Tracy, I hereby declare, is the listener of the episode.
The thing is, Randall, you know Randall.
Yeah.
He got a squirrel.
Yeah.
And they've been doing episodes about...
He's kind of squirrely.
About Black Mirror, which you don't like, but I love.
Yeah, right.
So I'm chatting with Randall this week, and I said, by the way.
You don't have to come up with a reason. He'll talk to you.
I actually put BTW, because we were already in a big, big conversation.
By the way.
Yeah, I put BTW. I think Shut Up and Dance is maybe my favorite episode. And you know what he said? He said, did you hear our review on it? And I said, no, because I'm weary of spoilers because I haven't finished the season yet. He said they didn't like it. And it's such a good one.
Wasn't Shut Up and Dance a David Berwald song or something? Remember David and David from the 80s?
Yes.
Great.
Yeah, it was.
One-off album, fantastic. David Berwald. I think he had a song called Shut Up and Dance.
There's another episode called Hang the DJ.
Oh, that sounds violent.
By the Smiths. And that song is actually in it, which is one of my favorite Smith songs. So they must name a lot of them after songs. We've rambled.
And shambled.
So are you ready to get to tonight's top story?
Sure.
Top story.
Hi, Adam. You got that Vegemite for me yet? I just wanted to... What? I got to do the front? Story. This just in. Drug driver crashes into second floor of building
Good
after
grief.
Going airborne.
That is bad.
This picture, he's like, mate. Mate.
You're all Australian now.
I'm mate. You got to get that car out of that window, mate.
Look how far up he is.
Not your everyday car crash. A driver in Santa Ana, California, hit a divider while driving at a high rate of speed, launching his vehicle into a second floor of a dental office. Wow, that's going to come out of his copay. After the crash, he admitted to police that he'd been using drugs at 5:30 a.m. Let's set the scene.
The receptionist said, man, that tooth must really hurt.
5:30 a.m.? Who's at the dentist office at 5:30
a.m.? Oh, yeah.
Let's set the scene. Ready? 5:30 a.m. A white Nissan Altima. Slammed
Racist.
Into the building. A vehicle, mate, traveling at a high rate of speed, hit the center divider, went airborne,
ooh.
And landed on the second floor of a small office building.
I can't believe how high up that thing
that
is.
That comes straight
building.
From the mouth of Captain Stephen Horner
you
of the Orange County
Captain
Fire
Horner?
Authority. He's the fire authority.
Yeah, he knows more about fire than anybody.
Even Smokey. Not Robinson. but the bear.
And the bandit?
Oh. Smokey and the bandit. This is not a situation that happens every day, is what old Stephen Horner had to say.
Yeah.
There were two passengers in the car. One managed to free himself after the crash. Man,
he died falling.
Falling, yeah. But the second had to be rescued. Both sustained serious injuries.
Well, sure.
The car was removed with a crane.
Oh, that must have been a big crane. I mean, how'd they get the feathers to...
That's what I was thinking. Like, is it a trained one? They had to remove it with a crane following the crash. This is great. When we're both sick.
Oh, man. This, I'm telling you.
All bets are off.
Neither one of us. We're both medicated, too, I'm sure. Neither one of us are responsible for anything said during this next...
Yeah, we're not responsible anyway. We hear that from our wives all the time.
That's true. That's true, except I hear it from your wife and you hear it from mine. But other than that...
Darn it.
Headline is, man charged with theft after police pull full rack of ribs from his pants.
I don't want to eat those ribs.
No, that's nasty. Ribs aren't supposed to be found in your pants, Craig. That's not where they belong.
No, they belong right below your neck.
They belong in your on your plate.
Well, those kind of ribs, yeah.
You know what? You'll never guess where this happened. Well, now you will.
Yeah. Nebraska?
A 26-year-old Florida man was arrested after he allegedly removed a full rack of ribs from his waistband.
Wait. That's illegal? That's against the law now?
Really? I do that like twice a week.
I don't understand.
Mile Aguilar.
No. You work on this name.
Mile Aguilar.
Miley?
Miley Aguilar Alvarez was arrested on
M-A-A.
M-A-E-L-I-A.
No, we call him M-A-A.
Oh, M-A-A. Ma. Ma was arrested on a retail theft charge after police pulled the pilfered meat out of his pants. The man also allegedly smelled of booze. Plus, Craig, he was intoxicated.
Hey, here's the thing about this
story.
They
split that up. He smelled of booze and was intoxicated.
Here's the thing about that story. It's over.
It's a short story.
There was nothing to that. There was no meat in that story.
No, there was meat.
Actually, there was meat
in
that story.
Yeah, a whole rack of ribs.
This just in. Prank at Newtown Bank results in police response. Well, that's really...
Prank.
I could say
it's a bank prank.
Anything, it's a prank. Here's the thing.
They pulled a prank on them.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Anything could result in the police responding.
Well, sure, but it was in Newtown. If they had gone to Old Town, I bet the police wouldn't have even showed up.
Well, you know what they say.
They wouldn't have shown up.
An unfortunate joke by a Newtown Bank employee triggered...
Oh,
triggered.
Don't say triggered.
That's a word right
now.
Yeah.
That's like saying bomb on an airplane.
You don't say triggered.
No, I'm not
triggered. Triggered's what you say about everybody now. Unless you were triggered.
Unless you're talking about a horse.
It triggered, yes.
Yeah.
Thanks, Roy. Triggered a police response Friday morning. Newtown police responded to a Wells Fargo bank at 22 Churchill Road.
That's a rough part of town.
Yeah, Churchill Road.
Yeah.
It's not so bad. It's going up, it's okay.
Yeah, 22.
Going up, it's hard.
It's at 22, though.
Right.
Yeah, that's the rough area.
Oh.
Yeah, once you get past 17, it's rough area.
I don't really know about that.
I don't either. I'm rambling.
You literally are rambling and shambling.
I am rambling.
Around 8:45 a.m. Friday on a report of suspicious activity.
Uh-oh.
Police said a bank customer noticed that someone, we don't know who.
Someone.
Somebody.
Yeah.
Had written the word help on fogged up glass. So they went,
maybe it was just
help.
Condensation in the bank.
No.
They needed help.
Do you like the effects to get,
I
get
do.
To get you into the story?
Yeah, I felt like I was in Newtown.
You felt like you were breathing on the glass and you were writing the letters.
I was scared for a second.
Okay, good. When police arrived, they found the scene to be business as usual. That's the First Minute Work album.
That's right. It is. Yeah. They come from the land down under.
Yeah. You think when they knocked on the door, they said, well, who can that be now? So, you idiot robber, it's the cops. Who do you think it is?
And then he said, who can it be now?
Yeah.
And then he said, be good, Johnny.
They said, be good.
Johnny.
Be good, be good, be good. Be good, be good, be good.
Johnny. Now you're rambling.
What kind of a lad are you, Johnny?
Nah.
Nah. Nah.
Are the men at work popular in Australia?
I don't know. We've said before, who cares?
I mean,
Colin Hay's got a great... I love Colin Hay.
I always thought the Bloomin' Onions were popular in Australia.
Yeah,
apparently
what other
not.
Lies have they been giving us?
Really?
What kind of lies
they're
feeding
like,
us?
They're like, men at work? Nobody works.
Hey, mate, what are you talking about? Men at work?
Men at work, that's not a work.
Yeah. They're probably telling... You know what they're going to tell us?
What?
They're going to tell us men at work are about as Australian as Keith Urban. As Keith Urban is country.
Keith Urban is Australian.
No, I didn't finish my sentence.
Oh.
Right?
Go ahead.
They said Minute Worker is Australian as Keith Urban is country.
Keith Urban's a short little fella.
Keith Urban's awesome.
Yeah, he is.
But it's funny to me.
Short little people are.
But here's what's funny to me. And if Keith Urban, I hope he would listen.
Right.
But here's the thing about Keith Urban. This isn't an insult. This is just something I noticed.
Yeah.
Why is he Australian until he starts singing and then he sounds like country?
Well, why did Mel Tillis stutter when he wasn't singing? Actually, he
why
didn't.
Did Vanilla Ice and a number of other rappers talk all gangster, but as soon as you like hold their by their ankles over a balcony,
yeah,
they're like, oh, excuse me, sir.
Right.
Let me go, sir. They're suddenly not gangster anymore.
Then they start repairing houses and get on HGTV.
And they just talk normal, like some normal white dude.
Man. This episode is going to be titled The Rambling Show.
The Rambling Shambling Show.
No, there's already a Rambles and Shambles.
Well, this is a dedicated to them, sort of.
Okay.
And to the one listener.
Yes, our listener.
Yeah, the one. Listener. Tracy.
Which we had until about 10 minutes ago.
Tracy, when she finally said, what have I done?
Now it's just me and you,
Kat. She says, the minute I see that guy, oh my gosh.
She deleted us and Don't Wake the Kids.
Man.
Sorry, Randall. Sorry, Tracy.
She says, as soon as I see Randall, kick to the groin. As soon as I see him.
I still can't figure out what they didn't like about Shut Up and Dance. Because...
Okay, can I finish the story about the prank?
Wait a second. Because in Black Mirror, it's like a different universe. Or it's like an alternate universe.
Here's why they didn't like it.
Okay, you don't know.
No, I do. I've got a high level view here.
It bothers me.
Not everybody likes the same thing other people like.
I know, but this one, from beginning to end... could happen right now, right here, today.
You know what's happening right now? The story.
Our listeners are asleep.
And all I want you to do right now is shut up and listen. Okay? That's really what I'm looking for right now.
I kind of like to hang the DJ.
Could you maybe take this offline, talk to Randall about it? You guys, you know.
Yeah, Randall, stand by. I'm calling after the show.
Anyway, so we're back at this thing that happened on Churchill Road around 8:45 Friday with a report. Suspicious activity.
Right.
Police said a bank customer noticed that someone had written the word... Oh, we did this already, remember?
Well, yeah, but then we rambled for 10 minutes,
yeah.
So it's...
Help on fogged up glass. Remember
the... Yeah. And, yeah.
Yeah. And they said help, okay.
That's not a good prank. That's a dare. Somebody... That'd be like me and you being in the bank and the windows are fogged. I say, hey, can you spell backwards?
Yeah,
you say B, A, and I say, no.
No, can you spell stuff backwards,
yeah,
maybe? Yeah.
Go over there and put help on the window.
Yeah,
I dare you.
A bomb or something like that.
You ain't a man if you don't do it.
Okay. I don't think those things are mutually exclusive, but okay. Well,
whatever.
So anyway, when police arrived, they found the scene to be business as usual, as we mentioned before.
Right.
First Minute Workout.
Yeah.
With several vehicles outside the bank and people acting normally inside, munching on their Vegemite sandwiches.
Yeah, that's right.
Then the ensuing investigation revealed, or in this case, revealed.
Reveled.
It revealed, according to this typo, that one of the bank employees had written the word.
One is the loneliest banker that you...
You done?
I guess.
Hey, you know what's going on tonight here at the Lee Berry Studios?
I noticed.
English is a second
language. That's right. When did that start?
It's just, we're
are they having trouble finding...
It's part of our outreach.
Are they not?
If you come to the meetings...
Well, I'm understanding that, but they're in Studio 2, which I like to have Studio 2.
Sometimes we give up what we love most.
Studio 2 is larger, so they must have quite a few.
We give up what we love most.
Yeah.
To help others.
But you think...
did I mention I can't hear in my left ear?
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
I couldn't hear it when I said
it. So what happened to one?
So anyway, back to our story.
Yeah.
They wrote help on the fog of glass as a
joke. Don't go that far back.
To the other employees. It was a joke to the other employees. Help. The
That's
employee, 31-year-old Alexis Berry of Newtown, was issued a $103 fine for creating a public disturbance. So as long as this has gone on, this story's gone on way too long. This person,
yes.
All that happened was,
yeah,
people are in the bank, goofing off, wrote help.
Yeah.
Backward,
on the window.
On the window.
Yeah.
Someone outside happened to notice it.
Sure, wouldn't you? If you passed a bank and somebody had written help on the window.
How big was this?
Well, big enough for somebody to see it.
I don't know. I'm hungry. I don't really care anymore.
Okay. This next story. I wonder how often this happens in the world of ultra runner races. Headline is, ultra runner accused of winning races by hiding in a porta potty. I wonder how often this people either take shortcuts or...
Was he Mario? Was he popping up out of pipes?
Yes.
How's he getting place to place? Oh.
Yeah.
He waits until they get to buy him, and then he jumps out the porta potty.
He says, hello.
But they've got they got trackers, though, usually.
No, not here. This ultra runner,
that's their problem. They're behind the times.
His career just went to crap, though, they say. You know,
yep.
Kelly Agnew.
That's not what they said, but that's what you said.
An avid ultramarathon competitor.
What's ultramarathon?
It's where you not only run a marathon, but you have to go through the mud. You have to climb, you know.
So it's like a...
It's a tough mudder.
Tough mudder.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Well, Kelly.
Those things shock you and stuff.
Yes, that's, it's terrible. I'd hide in a portalette, too.
Yeah.
You know.
Especially if it was right past the shocking part.
Kelly Agnew, an avid ultramarathon competitor, was stripped of some of his titles after an investigation revealed that he was hiding in a porta potty to win races. The 45-year-old was disqualified at across the years. 45 years old? Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, he must be. Well, no wonder he's hiding.
What's interesting is he wasn't disqualified across the years. He was at a place called Across the Years.
Exactly. It's a fixed time event in Arizona that takes place.
It's fixed. They say so right there. It's fixed.
Takes place every new year. When he was spotted registering laps without running the complete loop of the course, he won the 48-hour race. 48-hour race? What is wrong with these people?
It. Somebody's asleep at some point, so he sneaks past them.
48-hour race?
Yeah,
I don't do anything for 48 hours.
No, unless it was a taco bar.
Good grief. Official said that...
if it was a taco bar, you would, wouldn't you?
48 hours. Sure.
Ice cream bar?
Until they ran out.
If DQ had all you could eat.
48 hours, all you can eat. I'm there.
I mean, you're going to die. But at least
whatever.
You
whatever. I'm
die
taking
with a
my sleeping
face.
Bag, yeah. Official said that they were
the coroner
first
would have to remove the ice cream cone off your face before they could zip
can
you up in the bag.
The brain freeze. Wow.
Wow. Now I want Dairy Queen.
Official said they were first suspicious of his performances after he won the 48-hour race in only 27 hours. No, I just added that.
Yeah, I figured
that. He won the 48-hour race.
Hey.
Yeah. By more than 55 miles. Now, that's just stupid on his part.
The whole thing's stupid.
Even though he stopped running 7 hours before it ended and decided to track him during the multi... There you go, Craig. There was a tracker.
Okay, but there's a tracker. The tracker is not... They can't tell he's in a car?
I don't know. He was witnessed circling back at the start-finish staging area after completing a lap, spending over 7 minutes in a portable restroom, and then completing the lap on his card and going on to his next without actually running the mile-plus loop. Organizers took immediate action, approaching Agnew and asking him to turn over his racing bib. They must eat a lot.
Well,
during the race.
Lobster.
That's part of it. Yeah.
You stop at different things.
You
eat lobster.
You don't want butter on your shirt.
Right.
You
wear
the bib. Racing
they
bib.
Wear the bib, yeah.
They also announced that they were rescinding. Uh-oh. He's been rescinded.
Oh,
rescinding
no.
His first place titles at four other races where he missed certain check-in
you,
points.
You, have been rescinded. Good day.
Agnew is banned from future races hosted by the organization.
No lobster for you.
According to Derek Murphy, a business analysis best known for busting cheating roadrunners, on his blog, marathoninvestigation.com, he said Agnew also missed checkpoints at the famous Leadville 100 and has questionable times.
Someone actually felt the need to take out the domain Marathon Investigation.
I want to go check that out.
Maybe it's not Marathon. Maybe that's the name of the company.
Maybe.
And they do other stuff.
I don't think so.
I hope it's not just for this.
I think it is. At least one sponsor dropped Agnew after he had sponsors after he was busted for cheating. It saddens us to see this take place at an event that is centered around something runners and support are of top performances. Organizer said this type of cheating is not to be tolerated by our race or race organization. They had to play the race card right there at the end.
Right, because it's a race.
Good grief.
I think I could taste colors now.
What kind of medicine are you on?
It looked like, I mean, it was.
Good grief, man.
I think it's. It said something about cold on it.
It said, don't take this when you're cold. Yeah. You may spontaneously combust before the night's over.
Not going to happen.
That'd be weird.
Not going to happen.
That would be really weird.
Not going to happen.
Lee Berry would roll in his grave.
Spin.
Yeah.
Circle.
Sorry, Brittany. Front diva.
Yeah, that is very insensitive.
It was disrespectful.
Very disrespectful.
I apologize.
Hey.
Yeah.
This just in. Man stabs himself in leg in hopes of avoiding impaired driving charges.
I had to drink, officer. I got a knife in my leg.
Here's the idea, see? The copper, see? He's going to come over on the side of the door in a minute, see? What we're going to do? I'm going to stab myself in the leg.
That's right, Weisenheimer.
That's right. One more peep out of this cop, and I'll butter his necktie. I'm just not,
ooh,
doesn't feel the same.
Flashback.
I don't feel good.
Ooh, take us all the way back to the first season. Mm. We're still in the first season, but it was all the way back.
What season we're in. Hey.
Yeah.
South Simcoe Police. That's SSP.
Yeah.
South Simcoe Police weren't buying an Alliston's. This is hard.
Is
English,
it reading?
When you're on medication.
Reading?
Try it again.
Are the words blurring? I know you can taste colors.
South Simcoe Police weren't buying an Alliston man story when they responded to a collision on the weekend. On January 6th, around 5:45 a.m., police responded to a collision involving a truck that had struck a house near Wilson and Metcalf Drives in the town of Bradford, West Gwillimbury. It's got to be over in England, mate.
Oh, wait. I put a little Australian twist on it.
I don't know what that was. Do you notice the Australian part of my brain activated tonight?
I know it. Yeah. It concerned me at first, but then I thought it was the drugs talking.
Don't worry, mate. It's okay. That's not a knife.
That's not a truck in the house.
That's not a truck. When police arrived, the truck was found unoccupied with major front end damage.
It's busted.
The responding officer was following footprints in the snow. Sounds like a song.
It sounds like a poem.
A poem.
Yeah.
When he heard a man scream, ah!
That's what I was trying to... Man.
You ruin everything.
You can't take me anywhere.
He heard the man and screaming. And ah! Okay. The officer found a man at the rear entrance of the house.
Who had been lost.
With a woman.
Look what we found.
Hey, look over here.
We found a man.
With a woman attending to an injury on his leg. Police say after further investigation, the officer learned that the man was the driver of the unattended truck, and he was under the influence of drugs and alcohol.
Both.
Police say the 25-year-old man from Alliston drove the truck into the house and thought that by stabbing himself in the leg and claiming his truck was about to be stolen, he wouldn't be charged.
He was trying to get some biscuits and tea.
Yeah, those aren't biscuits. Those are cookies.
Those are like a biscuit.
He was transported to hospital and treated and released. His injuries were non-life-threatening.
They were leg-threatening.
Australian again.
Yeah.
He was charged with impaired driving, failed to remain at the scene, dangerous operation. He stopped to operate on somebody.
Oh, my gosh. That is dangerous.
Yeah. It wasn't like a spleen or something.
No wonder he crashed.
It was actually brain. Public mischief and failure to provide blood sample. Failure to provide a blood sample?
Just take it out of his
leg. Take it out of his leg.
There's already a
hole
there.
I'm sure that knife.
There is a rabbit with a pancake on his head.
As you know, that's our Russian theme song, which means, Craig, you know what that means?
The Russians are coming?
We have a story from Russia.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Headline is, drunk man steals armored vehicle, rams it into a shop, and steals one bottle of wine.
All that for that.
An inebriated man in Russia thought it was a good idea to steal an armored vehicle from a paramilitary driving school. While taking it for a spin, crushing a parked car along the way, the chap found he couldn't turn the daggum thing around on a narrow street, so he rammed it into a family-owned convenience store instead. That's what I always do. If I can't turn around, I just ram it into the nearest building.
Well, yeah.
And then you can back it. It gives you more room.
Well, you just keep hammer your way through it.
Exactly. Yeah. It's tough driving is what we call it.
Yeah.
He then climbed out of the vehicle, made his way through the broken window, and stole a bottle of wine. The man, in his late 20s, was arrested. This actually happened when he was in his teens,
yeah,
but I didn't find him until
right.
he was in his late 20s.
I was actually looking for something in that, and
yeah.
I couldn't think. I was too busy looking at Facebook while you were talking.
Facebook, please.
Yeah, speaking of wine.
Yeah?
Not the kind you usually dish out.
Whatever.
I can't feel my tongue now.
So have you had a lot of wine today?
No, it's whatever this medication is. So anyway.
Yeah.
I walk by these wine bottles at the Kroger's.
Yeah, that's so weird because we hadn't had, up until a year ago, we didn't even have those.
Yeah, Tennessee wasn't in the wine in the stores. I don't know why.
I don't either.
So
bunch of whiners.
So I walked by these wine bottles. They got these criminals on the front of some of the bottles.
I thought,
these are kind of cool looking bottles. I kept walking. I just kept walking.
Yeah.
I said, there's nothing to see here. Just keep walking.
Yeah.
But they're these neat little like early 1900s, like these criminal looking gangster type guys. People remember. So somebody we know is on Facebook and they show this video. And they hold their phone up. I guess it's an app you download.
Yeah.
And when it's augmented reality. And when they look at the bottles, the guys on the bottle start talking.
No.
They start animating.
Whatever.
They're like, hey, look at me. I'm a gangster.
I'm on the wine here. Hey, so buy this stuff.
So is it wrong? I want to go back to Kroger just to play with those bottles.
That's
now.
Not wrong. There's nothing wrong with that at all.
But it's really cool. So if you find the bottles of wine at your store that's got the little gangster guys on it, it's obvious. They're like...
The gangsters.
Like wanted poster kind of thing or something about crime. You'll know. They stand out from...
Yeah.
The,
you know. Was Tupac on one of them? Oh, gangster, not gangsta.
Not gangsta.
Oh, okay.
Not, no, two,
okay.
Two shots for sure wasn't on there.
Okay. Speaking of Randall, he's kind of associated with... Anytime we have a squirrel...
I'm hungry.
Anytime we have a squirrel in the story, it makes me think of Randall. But this one's yours, so I'll let you...
The Russian one. You did the Russian one already,
Yeah, I
huh?
did the Russian one. It's done. It was quick.
Man.
I'm telling you.
Don't remember that.
What's wrong with you?
I'm on... well, medication, not drugs.
Right,
not,
yeah.
Not illegal drugs, just medication. This just in. Mayor cited for shooting squirrels at airport from his truck.
Where were these squirrels going?
I don't know. They had poor little things were lying all over the ground with their little bags laying everywhere.
Little hats.
Little wee little shirts and ties hanging out the sides of the bags.
Little coats on their little bodies.
Oh, man.
We're trying to get to Russia.
Okay. No, I'm listening. No, I was actually clearing my throat to talk. It wasn't my... it wasn't that one.
How do squirrels talk? That's it. That's how squirrels talk.
Hey, everybody, I'm a squirrel.
Go ahead with your story.
Mayor cited for shooting squirrels at airport from his truck. Atwater.
Atwater?
Is it Merced?
Merced?
Merced County Mayor
yeah.
has been stripped of his gun.
Oh, my God.
And cited.
They had to pry it from his cold, dead fingers.
But he was cited.
Oh.
Was he citing his gun? Or
would they write a paper about him?
Yeah. For illegally firing it. Yeah, that's
right,
it.
Right.
Basically, he was at the airport. Castle Airport.
Yeah.
Investors, again, medication.
Right.
Investigators say Atwater Mayor Jim Price was shooting at squirrels from his truck on the active airfield while people were nearby.
That's not smart.
Including one man who says a bullet came a little too close and called 911. It was just a crazy day, said James Allen. It started... as a quiet Thursday afternoon.
Hey, that's my first name and my brother's name.
James. How's Alan?
He's okay, I guess. He doesn't listen to the show, though, so we can say whatever we want
yeah,
about
we
say
it. One, yeah.
You know what he did when I was a kid?
Yeah, about the Christmas.
Yes. Yeah. And Easter.
Nobody cares.
Easter, too.
It started as a quiet Thursday afternoon. James Allen, 26, parked his car just outside Castle Airport and was reading a book when he heard the shot.
You know, to this day, I'm the only one in my family that likes licorice jelly beans.
They're nasty.
Well, you know why I like them? That's all that was in my basket. I had to eat them.
I'm like that with Campbell's bean and bacon soup.
Yeah.
I used to come home all the time. That was the only thing that was there yeah. to eat.
Alan would take all my good stuff and put everybody else's, not only his, but Angie's and Renee's jelly beans in my basket. And he's like, oh, the Easter Bunny must think you really like jelly beans. And people wonder why I'm the way I am.
What was that? Is that your brother?
That's my jelly bean alarm.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about you and your candy stash.
Okay, go ahead.
Anyway, so we're talking about James Allen. He's just sitting there. I heard a pop and a snap go over my head. His peace and quiet was interrupted by gunshots fired from a moving truck. He was shooting in my direction, he said. Allen says he even heard a bullet ricochet right past him. As you can imagine, I got pretty scared and I bounced. When I get scared, I bounce.
I pounce when I get scared.
Do you really?
Yeah, I pounce.
Got people walking by the door and I don't like it.
It's those people that are learning English.
As a second language.
You're right.
Allen then called the police. And shortly after, multiple Merced County Sheriff's deputies arrived on the scene and surrounded the truck where the shots were fired.
Yeah.
Inside was Mayor Jim Price.
Oh, man, Price's boy.
To find out what... I'm just so upset I can't even talk about it. To find out that it was the mayor shooting in the direction where people jog and have lunch and stuff like that. Mind-blowing. Like I couldn't even believe it, said Allen. According to Merced County Sheriff Vern Warnke.
Warnke.
Price owns a side business providing fuel services at the airport and was allegedly shooting squirrels to keep them off the flight path. The problem is, the sheriff says, Mayor Price doesn't have a permit to shoot wildlife or to fire a gun on a flight path.
He's hunting out of season's what he's
Guess
doing.
Guess who else doesn't?
Who?
Everybody. Allen said,
a
That's the dumbest thing a person could possibly do. Shooting live rounds on an airfield.
Or saying bomb on an airplane.
You don't say that either. No. Or writing that in the airplane.
Help.
When, yeah.
Yeah, you don't do that.
Help me.
The mayor was cited. That's good, too, because you need to see where he's going.
Exactly.
For both violations on the scene, his rifle was taken away.
Give me that. Out of my cold, dead fingers.
And he was ordered to give up his concealed carry permit, which was issued by the Atwater police chief.
He said you can have it and find it because it's concealed.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Let's just get you going to this next one.
I am going to this next one.
I don't understand this. It's becoming a trend. It's because stupid, idiotic.
You know, when we were kids, I would dare you to eat like five pickles. You know, I dare you to eat them five pickles.
You never dared me to eat five pickles.
Well, I mean, I would eat five pickles. Sure, but dares, you know, have come a long way.
Yeah, like I dare you to lick the floor.
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
Gross.
Yeah. Well, now, headline is teens are daring each other to eat Tide Pods.
And so what that is, everybody knows.
Yeah.
We're gonna cover for the one listener who doesn't know.
Yeah, right.
They're like little gel packs.
Right.
Instead of liquid detergent or powder detergent.
Toss it on in there.
Toss it in there like a little pack and it dissolves and washes your clothes.
Yeah, and Tide smells so good. I'm a big fan of Tide.
All right.
First, it was the gallon challenge.
Glad to know. They'll be glad to know you support them.
The gallon challenge. You remember that one? Drink a gallon of milk.
I've seen the gallon. There was the water one. The lady died.
No, that was the hold your wee. Yeah. That was different. The gallon challenge is to drink a gallon of milk like in 5 minutes.
Okay, I know the cinnamon challenge.
Yeah, the cinnamon challenge. Don't do that either. And then there were other things that they had tried. They've dared each other to pour salt in their hands and hold ice till it burns. That's a new one. Don't know that one. Douse themselves in rubbing alcohol and set themselves ablaze. Now, why would anybody dare somebody do that, and why would you take that dare? Craig, I ask you.
Well, rubbing alcohol usually burns the alcohol. It doesn't burn you, I think.
I don't know how that works.
I don't want to try it.
Now, videos circulating.
Don't kids.
No.
Don't do any of that. I said that, but I'm an idiot. I don't know.
Right. Now,
they degrease so quickly.
Videos circulating on social media are showing kids biting into brightly colored liquid laundry detergent packets. Or cooking them in frying pans, then chewing them up before spewing the soap from their mouths. Experts say the game, dubbed Tide Pod Challenge, is dangerous.
You just weep for our future.
I do. And luckily, not luckily, smartly.
That's not smartly. Is that even a word?
I think so, because it's a small percentage of our teens that are falling into this, to this idiocy.
I thought they said Mark Patch in the next paragraph.
A lot of people were just saying how stupid I was or why would I be willing to do that? The 19-year-old Mark Pagan, well, there you go. That explains it. Who said he was dared to do it, told CBS News this
week.
He's
a pagan. It's in his nature.
No one should be putting anything like that in their mouths, you know?
You're not toddlers. We should be smacking stuff out of your hands.
It's so stupid. It's not certain how the fad got started. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission issued a warning to parents several years ago about the liquid laundry detergent packs. The agency said the capsules, which are colorful, squishy, and smell good, are attractive to younger children, but contain highly concentrated, toxic, keyword there, detergent that can cause harm, you know, being toxic.
Maybe it's not a fad. Maybe it's a fab.
Oh, no, it's Tide.
Fab is upset because they're not around anymore.
Yeah. Are they not? Can you not get fab anymore?
We're not fab.
No. We're not fab, too.
We're definitely not fab.
No. I'm not fab.
No.
No. Fat, maybe. Fab, no.
Yeah.
Nah.
Where's this going?
You better go ahead. Next story.
Hey.
Yeah.
This just in. Armed thief. Go ahead and say it.
It wouldn't be easy if he didn't have any arms.
Yeah. And you're not even ready with your own button.
Oh, sorry.
There you go. Armed thief takes single bag of Cheetos.
That's all he steals.
That's all I wanted.
One bag of Cheetos.
They're good. Especially the puffy ones.
And, of course, this is from Brooklyn.
Hey, Brooklyn.
No sleep till.
A man pulled out a gun and shouted, "I'll blow your head off," when a deli worker wouldn't allow him to buy Cheetos with a counterfeit $50 bill, police said.
Well, now, that's not, you know, exactly. Well, I guess that is. I guess that does fit the headline. But go ahead.
Yeah. The Cheetos fan, I like how they make it nice, the Cheetos fan.
If you had a fan made out of Cheetos, I don't think it would work very well.
No, I'd eat it before it had a chance to pass any, you know, breeze back and forth. But yeah, nice smell.
You know
breeze.
Enough about passing breezes, don't you?
Been around here long enough. The Cheetos fan dumped his purchase on the counter of Rockaway fruits and vegetables, Vegemites, At 694 Rockaway Avenue, around 7:15 on December 31st, police said, the deli worker refused to complete the sale, telling the would-be customer his $50 was counterfeit. And so the suspect pulled out his gun, said police. You try to do something, the man said. I'll blow your head off.
Good night.
He then grabbed his Cheetos and ran down Rockaway Avenue toward Dumont Avenue, according to police. All I could do is follow the orange fingerprints.
What if the cashier was wrong and it was a real $50 bill? He just paid $50 for a bag of Cheetos. Now who's the thief?
Why would you run away if you knew it was real?
He didn't.
No, the guy that had it.
Yeah. He didn't know if it was real or not.
He's going to wish he got the big bag.
I coughed. You know, we're sick. This episode, we're very sick.
I'm barely making it.
Yeah, me too. So we are going.
Is it time for the Mark Patch Top 10?
It is that time.
Mark Patch Top 10.
This is another one from the top10s.com. That's where just regular people vote.
Oh, you know what? I'm okay with some of these, but there's one glaring omission.
Yes.
All right. You want to stop?
Kevin Cronin. You're talking about.
No, he's not.
I noticed he wasn't on here. That's
good reason. Top 10 voices in rock.
Number 10.
This is when you smack a rock open and a voice.
That's not what it is. Number 10.
Number 10.
Steven Tyler.
What was that? Stop with the coffee.
That was my Steven Tyler.
Okay. Number 10, Steven Tyler.
Yeah.
Number 9. Did he just pass away?
Chris Cornell? Yes, he did. He sure did. Yeah. Suicide.
Thanks for telling who it was. I didn't get a chance to say.
Sorry.
What band was he?
I've forgotten.
You don't remember.
Man, listen to me. We got to wrap this up.
All right. I'm going to do number 8.
Go ahead.
Okay, so number 10 was Steven Tyler. Number 9 was Chris Cornell. Number 8, John Bon Jovi.
Disagree.
He's got some pipes on him, though.
Yeah, but not the top 10.
And I'm sorry. Number 7.
I love Ronnie James Dio. Number 7.
We may not get through a second one the way you're going.
We may not.
Number 6.
No, wait.
Number 6, Bruce Dickinson.
I love his voice.
I don't know who he is. I know his name.
Iron Maiden. Sounds like me right now.
What's funny is when you get sick, you cough like crazy. When I get sick, I get
loopy.
I get literally yes. Insane like the Joker.
Number 5, one of my personal favorites, Rob Halford. Love his voice, too.
Rob Halford.
You
love him, but you can't tell me
Judas
who
he... Priest.
Oh, Judas Priest. Okay. See, a lot of these, I don't know.
He was screaming for
I'm
minutes.
Looking for powerhouse voices here.
Yeah.
And number 4
definitely
should be down closer to number 1, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Steve Perry.
I think he should probably be 3, because number 2 should be Kevin Cronin.
Whatever. Number 3 is a good one, though.
I don't like number 3.
Well, he
does have pipes, I guess.
He got pipes on
number 3, Robert Plant.
Robert Plant.
Oh, did we say Steve Perry?
Steve Perry's number 4.
Number 4, Steve Perry.
Number 2, stupid, he's even on the list. Okay.
I like his voice, too, a lot.
Axl Rose.
Yeah.
He does not belong next to number 1. Freddie Mercury. See, I blew it for you because you blew my mind.
Freddie Mercury, without a doubt, has the greatest voice.
But here's the
rock.
Thing. Here's a couple people, glaring omission.
Okay. Kevin Cronin. We know about
Kevin Cronin.
Bruce Hall.
No.
Go ahead.
Daryl Hall. Great. I think he's going to fantastic.
Yeah, I don't put him in the top 10. John Anderson from Yes. Definitely should be in the top 10.
I was going to say Fee Waybill, The Tubes.
Yeah.
Guy's got one of the... All these guys from the Bay Area. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Sammy Hagar.
Yeah, Sex Pistols. Oh, wait. They were
no, they're wrong. Think of this. Sammy Hagar.
I can't stand his voice.
But think of the voice quality. Sammy Hagar, Steve Perry.
Steve Perry's amazing.
Fee Waybill. I know all three of those guys in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
Great voices. Daryl Hall, was he, Midwest? I don't know where he's from.
Daryl Hall's...
I think Daryl Hall has such a great voice.
Hall and Oates, to me, I didn't like him in high school.
Just call Hall, because Oates doesn't do anything but sit there with his mustache.
He
sang one song, I think.
He's like the other guy in Wham that nobody remembers.
Yeah. He's like the Andrew Ridgely of...
Yes.
I just remember
you remembered him.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. Let's go get better before next Friday so we have a good episode, and I won't be coughing on the mic.
You'll be in a coffin.
And the thing is, I'm not going to have time to edit that because it's got to go out tonight. Because behind the curtain, this is Thursday night. We got to upload this sucker like in an hour.
You better get busy.
So here we go. Thanks for listening. Join us on Friday when hopefully we feel better. Have a great rest of the week.
That doesn't sound like it's dragging to you.
No, not at all.
My brain must be moving slow.
You're a freak.
dude, I'm tripping out right now.
You look funny. Is your face on? What's it saying?
Tide.
Darn it.